support that last note, a lot of the news broke in last week, and tonight's hearing the warm-up, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just let it sag. You've gotten so much better having to say it as much, but just make sure you tune that last chord. Don't just kind of lay into it. What's the song Michelle's doing? I think the what two of the words are really hard actually to sing. And when you listen, is that the word? Yeah, listen. Very hard word to sing. And when you don't really think about tuning, it really falls out of tune easily. So I just heard that in your warm-up. Make sure you tune the last thing. End phrases this way, not that way. C major, please. I sigh to sing. You always want to find the juiciest vowel you can, sweetest vowel you can. I'll pass that, please. Yeah.
I sigh to sing.
Yeah, you're doing very well, but I can hear somebody spreading that vowel this way. I don't want to nitpick you. I just want you to be aware that that vowel you sing is really going to affect your intonation. I'll pass that. No,
types of pieces, aren't there? There's really like the ballad, legato, long phrase pieces, and then the rhythmic pieces. Now obviously it's more complicated than that, but it's not that simple. But in general, there's two types of pieces. Long sustained pieces and rhythmic pieces. And in the long sustained pieces, you just got all put into your brain. Long phrases, shape phrases, bow that cello, sing on the vowel. You have to put those skills into effect. That's very important, this one. Come unto me, all you who labor. One breath. Come unto me, come unto me, come unto me, all you who labor. So be thinking about the phrases and how long they are. A
The second thing is remember moving parts. If it takes five for a second, just remember that little choral thing that when you have a moving part, you're important. So it's altos measure 30, for example. Altos and tenors measure 20, top pitch contrabass measure 28. And as we go on, look at top six, measure 34, the sopranos and then the tenors in that second measure. And then altos, you have the suspension, you resolve down. So be aware of when you have important stuff. Continue that idea just for a second. Yeah, that's it. Just remember the moving parts. And the third thing I want to remind you of is lower three parts. This is basically like the soprano song. And the lower three parts need to kind of just accompany them. And you accompany them two ways. One, with all those moving parts. And then two, by establishing this kind of foundation of sound that they just kind of let me put the melody over the top. So when you're singing, I'm not talking about a volume level, but I'm talking about just make like this, just real big romantic full sound underneath that nice light melody. Okay? Those two things. And I know we haven't done it for a while, so I might feel a little shaky, but keep those three things in mind. Very beginning, please sit up nice and tall. You can start working today on holding your music up. Yeah, so sometimes I don't want to spend a ton of time on you freaking out about your harmony. So when in doubt on this measure 19, 20, 21, for example, just look up. I'll give you a little flick of my I'll tell you one move. Me, all you lay. I'll give you a little gesture that'll show you when to move on. Okay, so keep that in mind. All right, sit up nice and tall. One, two. You're the biggest section, and you sing 30 times softer than any other section. You just need to sing out more. You need to make more noise. Be louder than your neighbor. Be louder than your neighbor. Okay. Number two, the first time it pivots down, you look at bottom of page 4, measure 21. It's not labor, not labor. That's the second time. So put a little arrow going down. First time it pivots down. You understand what I mean? Some of you went up the first time. Okay, and top of page 6, it pivots up. Labor, and it's not it's labor. Okay? So just make sure you pivot down first time, pivot up second time. Look at measure 39. Right in, you don't have that rhythm down. It's give you, not give you. It's 1, 2, so write 1 on the quarter note, 2, 3 on the U, on the dot, on the half note. And again, it comes back to, you're not listening to this piece at home. It's the tune. If you listen to this thing 4 or 5 times, you know the tune. So you've got to listen to it more. Get on the website, just listen to the tune. Okay? All right. Good. Let's do it one more time. And next time.
Very good. And a couple times, sometimes you forget that. And you sort of sneak into it. Make sure you remember that before you ever make a note. You have to think the pitch, breathe, think the vowel. You can't sort of sing the note and then kind of fix it, because we hear all that. Okay? All right, what were you singing? 1, 2, 3, piano bar, 1, 2. Good. Twice as loud. Twice as loud. That was louder. I'll give you that. It was louder, but it wasn't loud enough. Ready? And come on. Go someplace on that phrase. Look at this, everybody, because you guys will do it when you all come in. It's that gesture, not that gesture. Come on, not come on to me. I'm exaggerating, but you're not doing that. You're kind of doing hang out, hang out, hang out. Why? More air, more vowel, yeah. Just soprano. Yeah. Oh. 1, 2, 3, ready, and. Together is, you see my flick, but you're not really counting, so you, I gotta go now. And we hear all that. Come on to me, all you, 3, 2, 3, 1, all you. And again, if you would just listen to this at home, you wouldn't be spending this time on this. Sorry for getting in your grill, but it's the easiest part, and we're taking all our time on it. That's just the facts. Okay? Measure 17. Better on the volume, though. 1, 2. Challenge yourself just to get out of your kind of timid shells. Okay, you just have to sing out more. I would take big, bold, loud mistakes and be happier than kind of the sound you're giving me unless I pull or push you. Just sing out. Make some noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Okay?
Amen.
Honestly, I would be much happier with your progress if you made big, bold mistakes as opposed to that kind of.
I'm so scared. Make a mistake.
Make some noise. Be like the guys. They never think about their mistakes. I used to tell my wife this, maybe it's so perfect. I used to say, I don't know if it applies to adults, but I used to say my high school kids all the time. Girls, you need to sing like boys think, and boys, you need to sing like girls think. Because girls are like, I gotta do everything perfect. And boys are like, what? We're singing? And I always do this thing. I go, I'll show you what I mean, girls. Okay, boys, stand up on the chair. Every boy in my choir would get up on the chair. They wouldn't even ask you why. They would just stand on the chair. Because he's supposed to stand on the chair. I'm not even going to give it any thought. A girl would be like, a stereotypical girl would be kind of like, well, why is he making me stand on the chair? So you just need to be a little bit more, go for it. Boys, you definitely need to be a little more like, think about what you're doing. You need to have highly developed feminine and masculine sides. Ready? Page 413. One. It's a generalization, right?
I'm not saying everyone's that way, but most people are. One, two, three, ready, and... Lowly of heart, different rhythm.
For I am meek and lowly of heart. Two different rhythms. Gentlemen, please, about the same thing. Just open that sound to everything. One, two.
For I
just idea. One, two, three, one.
For I am weak and lowly of heart.
There's a couple sopranos in here that are lazy on your first note, and it's so noticeable. For I am weak and... You gotta be right on that pitch. I don't know if it's maybe the first two rows and I just hear it more, maybe the last two rows are perfect, I don't know. But there's a couple of you that are just really lazy on your first note. Now I can tell if it's you. When you sing the first note, did you have to fix it? Did you scoop? Okay? Well, one more time is better with the piano part for I. One, two, keep the sound a little bit more French horny. Not so bright. One, two, three, one.
Four,
the rhythm's different. You shall find is different than rest unto. You shall find rest unto. One more time for I. One, two, three. Getting better. One, two, three, one.
For
thank you. because if I required that, and it's going to be a little bit off of the normal meter. So can I just hear the ladies, starting off the top of 11, right at listen. And Brandon, be careful, because going down that octave, the tendency is going to be to do what? Go too far. Up there. it's sounding a little bit pedantic. Music lives in music lives in just that whole phrasing idea that we don't just emphasize each new beat. Alright, let's go back further to let's just do the transition to the new key, which is the middle of page 8. We have this. So we can go from the old key to the new key. Spin that end. Not the end, but that end. Or that too.
Everybody, all women, ready? And
about on page 7, Fear the Rocks.
Thank you.
have a seat. Two things before we go on, just to follow up on Michelle. So you all look, not this piece of music, you all look at, I guess, the last page is fine. So she talked about the 2-4 measure and the 4-4 measure. Just to make sure we're all on the same page, if you look at the last measure, top page 11, here it says 2-4, right? That's the time signature. I know most of you know this, just in case there's some who don't, quick review. That's the time signature. Top number means how many beats in a measure. The bottom number means what note gets one beat. So in that measure, there's 2 beats, and the quarter note is the beat. So in each measure, it's going to be 2 quarter notes, 4 eighth notes, 8 16th notes, etc., 1 half note. Now, look where it says 4-4. So that's 4 beats in a measure. Top number, how many beats in a measure? Bottom number, what note gets one, gets the beat. So it's 4 beats in that measure. So the 2-4 measure is music lives in everything. And a 3-4 measure. Now, the way to really help have that be something that's helpful to you is if you just realize, how does that matter to you functionally? Well, in a way it doesn't. It's just a feel thing. All right? But what happens is most of it's written in 4-4, so intuitively you want to sing 4 beats in a measure. I won't get into all the details, but you are going to kind of be slow then because you're going to think there's more beats in that measure. What you want to do when you have mixed meter, well, 2-4, 3-4, 4-4, etc., or mixed time signatures, the bottom number is going to tell you what to keep constant. So in 2-4, the quarter note's the beat, right? So this is the quarter note. In 4-4, quarter note's still the beat. Now there's just 4 of them. So 2-4 is music lives in everything. So the bottom number doesn't change, so the beat stays the same. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Now there's some music where you're going to have 2-4 and then 3-8 or something. It might be a little more complicated. But in general, when you have meter changes, just pay attention to the bottom number. Let it stay constant. And in this song, it does. It's 5-4, 3-4, 2-4, 4-4. So it's changing the rhythmic feel by having a 5-4 and a 2-4. But in a sense, it doesn't really matter to you as long as you just keep that quarter note going. Okay? And the other thing is about vowel modification she was just touching on. If you don't know this, in general, when you go higher, you say screw the words and you just open your mouth. And the higher you go, the more you say that. Oo becomes O. E becomes ah, right? So just as you go higher, you don't want to sing up on a high G. Winter, winter, and it's not opening up. I'll sing winter, whatever to open that up. So the higher you go, in every song you ever do, you modify. In sopranos, when you get up above that break, you just sing ah vowels or O vowels. Don't ever try and sing. If you ever feel like it's tight enough, just modify the vowel. We touched on the whole idea of cover. As you guys go higher, what you want to do is if you get up in that upper break and you start to get more boom instead of ah. The tendency is to kind of go ah, and you want to go ah, ah. You want to cover, think more this way as you go higher. That's cover. Right? All baritones should use cover tone, upper above C, C sharp. Okay? So anyways, just a couple little things that maybe you all know, maybe you don't know, but would help you. By the way, this is the first crappy rehearsal we've had. So we were due. Maybe it's winter, maybe it's whatever, but let's see if we can save the last 45 minutes. But the world goes round. Because, you know, what comes first, Sopranos, right? You being timid and then me picking on you, or me being picking on you and then you get timid? Right? Sing out. My instructions have been clear. Just sing out. Okay. Let's just sing there a little bit for measure. For remember, let's sing from the beginning of page 8, okay? At measure 5, you see those that 3 there? That's a half note triplet. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world. You'll feel it after a while. Don't overthink it. That's what that is. Half note triplet. 2 beats to those 3 notes. Okay? The other thing is we're swinging the 8th note. But the world. Not but the world. Just dotted eight, think dotted 8/16. It's not exactly that, but that'll help you remember it. If you want to know why I say that, look at the top where it's underneath the title, right before the start where it says moderate swing feel. You see that? And then in parentheses, it says 2/8 notes equal, and then show you what it wants to equal. So that just means swinging. Okay? Okay, let's sing a little bit from measure 5 with the piano part. Sometimes. 1, 2, ready, go.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world. So no breath between sad and rich. Sometimes you lose every nickel you had, but the world. No breath before you had and bought. Page 4. Sometimes your dreams get broken in pieces, but that. So no breath until after staying. Bottom of 4, we break the pattern. Take it from me, breath is still gonna be a summer. No breath between B and a summer. A summer, a winter, a fall, and a spring. And sometimes a friend starts treating you bad, but oh, no breath there, goes round. And sometimes your heart breaks, no breath with a deafening sound. Your heart breaks with a deafening sound. Somebody loses and somebody wins. Breath. Someday it kicks, then it kicks in the shins. Short, guys. Breath. But the planet spins and the world goes round and round. So no breath. Spins in hand. Ladies, from the beginning, please. Go faster. Sometimes you're happy. Ladies alone, two, ready, and.
Sometimes you're happy.
All triplets. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. Different feel, right? A 1, 2, ready, and.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad.
Sometimes
you're happy.
round. Planet spins and the world goes round and round. Hey, soprano, put your hand right there. Now imagine that's the lowest note you ever sung. Now put your other hand right there. Okay? Now don't ever sing. Don't ever run into that hand. Does that make sense? Planet spins, but the world goes round and round. World goes round and round. I'm always singing on top of the sound. So you don't kind of always feel like you're landing on the note. With the piano part, same thing. Gentlemen, you're on deck. Same thing. Just have more fun now, okay? Sometimes you're one, two. Piano part, a one, two. Ladies, and.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad.
I just want you to listen. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. One more time. Sometimes. And have more fun.
Sometimes.
It's not church choir, okay? It's kind of like lounge singer with the boas, and you're on the piano, okay?
Aren't these guys the cabaret?
Yeah,
what's that? The lyricist of music is cabaret.
Yes.
Yes. It's
that kind of song. It's just a kind of jazzy stand. It's really like a solo song, right? With the big band. Have you listened to the recording?
Yeah.
It's got the whole brass stuff, right? Okay, one more time, ladies. Sometimes, a five, six, piano part, and.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. But the world goes round.
Those bows out. Sometimes you dream it broken in pieces, but that surely put an arrow going down on that. Going on, take it from me, and it needs to go someplace. Take it from me, there's still gonna be a summer more, a winter more, a fall and a spring. Right? It's gotta be the final there. Take it from me, Bob. Four, three, and.
Take it from me.
Four.
Every nickel you had, but the world goes.
And one day it kicks in, it kicks in the shin. But the planet spins, and the world goes round and round.
Everybody, voice parts, please. Nice job, everybody. Pitch five. I'm pitch two, measure five. So, great. Chesty. Boas, beautiful, long gowns, lots of bling, that kind of stuff. One most expensive meal Michelle and I ever had. Most expensive meal Michelle and I ever had. We went way back in the day to the Rainbow Room in New York.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like the second. We're from Illinois. We've been out here our whole married life, but I think it's our first year being married or second year being married.
Early on.
I went to the Rainbow and Stars, not the Rainbow Room, Rainbow and Stars. And there was a jazz singer singing. Whenever I think of jazz, I always think of that thing. You go in there, you know, we're all dialed up, the meal is so expensive, and the waiter kind of takes you to the place, you know, and you eat the meal.
It's one of those things where you both sit on the same side of the table, and you know,
like... And, like, the singer was, like, right there, we're, like, right in the booth, you know.
We thought we were snuffing.
Right up, and she just comes out, she didn't have a bow on, she comes out with a beautiful dress, and this gown, might have been something like that, I recall, or something like that, I don't remember that. But she comes out, you know, she's just, like, that kind of, that musical theater, jazzy kind of sound. That she needed in the song. So you gotta like have a different color, different paintbrush. You gotta pull out a different color paint for this song than Come Unto Me. So how do you do that? It's more like things grassier, more trumpety, more musical theater when you speak it. Sometimes you win. Just think more like speak singing, okay? Alright, so one voice part, please. And I know you're just learning it, but learn the way you're gonna sing it. A one, two, ready, and.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world goes round.
And.
Sometimes you lose every nickel you had, but the world goes round.
Stop for a second. Make sure that's a real bass. Make sure world goes round. Go up a third. World goes round. Dun 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 dun. Okay, going on. Sometimes five, six, seven, eight.
Sometimes your dreams get broken in pieces, but that shouldn't alter a thing.
Two, three, four.
Take it from me. Lose every nickel you had, but the world.
got 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes to make sure this isn't our first dog rehearsal. First one is, guys, how sweet is to sit neath a fond father's smile, the caress of a mother to soothe and beguile. Let others delight mid new pleasures to roam, but give me the pleasures of home. That's the first thing I want to work on, okay? So let's try and sing it, please. How sweet is one part? Then they breathe. But if you look at your part, you actually sing before they're done singing. How sweet 'tis to sit neath the fond father's smile, the caress of that. That's the break, okay? One and two and three and.
How sweet 'tis to sit neath the fond father's smile.
How sweet, three and.
how sweet 'tis to sit 'neath the fond mother's smile.
We better do this friend alone. Page 11, top last notes. The others, three, and.
Thank you.
Ladies, where you can't kind of be like, oh, I'm I'm gonna get it, but I'm barely gonna get it because I'm scared of it. You gotta be like, ah. I mean, you gotta be all over it. Otherwise, it's gonna go right here. Okay? One more time. I wouldn't rearticulate the home, second measurement, page 5 and 12. I would just stand the ah. Make it a little easier on yourself. Ah, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, ah, sweet. Okay, one more time. All sprouts on a high note. 4, 2, 3, and. But you get a bad start. You go like this. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and go. Look up at me, please. Play a G, please. Yell it at me. Ready? Don't look at your music. Look at me. Ready? That's a pitch. Ready? Go. Yeah, anything less than that is going to be painful for you and me. Okay? So could we do one more time? Just open your mouth and sing. 1, 2, ready, and. Think of that high note as higher. Don't think of it as lower. Think of that. Think like you have to sing higher than you want to sing. Ascending intervals high. Sing that high note higher. Imagine it's higher than you just sang. One more time. Ready, and. Yeah, why did you do that every time? You're killing us. Do it again. Look at the bass section. They're like, we want to sing. They don't want to spend 90 minutes saying, oh, it's okay, you can do it, ladies. Ready? 2, 1, 2. What? There's so many things wrong with what you just said. I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin. But we got one more time and we got to put together. Ready, 2, and go. Everybody, please. Let's just sing loud. 3, 4.
Oh.
Awesome. First sucky rehearsal. Good job. See ya. Have a nice day.
Quite the character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well, usually cancel check is
choir. Every once in a while, I share it. Yeah.
How was BAM? Was it?
It's minus 21 at night. But it was a drying room.